Happy Mother's Day. And aren't some of you are just fighting that urge to say, well, and to you too. But, you know, it is Happy Mother's Day. And there is my lovely wife sitting by herself up there in the balcony. Happy Mother's Day, dear. Our daughter is, she called and said she was coming over. I don't know if the boys are going to show up or not, but I hope everybody has a fun Mother's Day, and please take time out to touch base with your mother, even if it's only a phone call, and reach out to those ladies, perhaps who don't have family around them or don't have family, and make them a part of yours today. We have a lot to be thankful for. So it's good to be here on this beautiful spring day, a little drizzly, but still in all the greenery. I'm away into work today, the green vines and bushes all coming to life and the trees filling out. What a joy, absolute joy. So it's good to be here in God's house to worship God and praise the Lord and lift high the name of Jesus. We have a lot of things going on today. We're a busy church, and busy is good because it means we're active. We're fighting the good fight of faith and spreading the gospel. You're going to hear from Diane about the church directory that we're going to be doing at the end of June. Please, it's a lot of information, but please pay particular attention to that. A lot of stuff going on. So, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we give you thanks for today, for this time right here, right now. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not here. But in this moment, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for the mercy you have shown us. Thank you for the love that you've given us, love that we don't deserve, but you love us anyways. Thank you for everything that you've done and are doing for us. Blessed be your holy name. And so, Lord, we pray that what we do here today is pleasing to you and life-changing to all of us. So come, Holy Spirit, bless us with a heart of flesh, open us up to receive the word that you have for us, and fill us with love for one another, and especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. I too offer a warm welcome to all present and a happy Mother's Day to all of us moms out there. As Pastor had indicated, enjoy this day and praise the Lord. We do begin our worship service with our moments of informality, where I will take a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of the church. If you would like information on the church, do we have any visitors out there today? I'm looking to see if we have any visitors. If you are a visitor and you would like information, please see the pastor, one of the ushers, or if you so choose, immediately out the double doors in the narthex to your left is a packet of information hanging from a shepherd's hook. I would ask that you sign the registration page in the red folder that's located at the end of the pew. Please sign that and pass it to others and then bring it back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, there are 3x5 index cards in those red folders. Complete that card, put it in the clear holder at the end of your pew, and the ushers will bring that forward to Pastor Bruce. Our Bible memory verse for the month of May is located on the front page of your bulletin, the top center. Let's recite that twice through. Join me. James 2:17, faith without works is dead. John 2:17, faith without works is dead. It is James. There was no typo. I just can't see out of these bifocals anymore. But all in seriousness, we do have quite a number of announcements, and we will start with Jack Osterman, who, the church mouse is whispering back here. We're going to start with Diane Runser, our musical director, with the first announcement.
Squeak, squeak. How many of you have been to an extended family reunion. Okay, I see a couple of hands. So when you go to these extended family reunions, they may not be the people that you remember. Maybe you've got cousins that show up that you haven't seen in 30 years. You don't really, you know, you've seen them before, but you can't remember their names. We have problems with that too here in our family, our church family. Perhaps you don't really remember the name of somebody that sits on the end of your pew, but you're too embarrassed to ask. We're going to solve that by having a new directory of members. Now, the last couple of times, the last time we did a directory, we did it with taking our own pictures and then putting the phone book together. And that worked, and it was fine. One reason we did that is because people didn't like to come in with the professional photographers and then wait for an hour or so because they got behind on their sittings and it was hot and sticky. And then they would go into the back room and they'd try to sell you everything under the sun. And nobody liked that. Well, we found a new company. It's new to us, at least. It's called Universal Church Directories. And this is the company that has contracted with the conference to take the pastor's directory. The gentleman came in and spoke with some of us here at the church, and we decided it was a really, really good thing. Now, Universal Church Directories is not your average photography studio. Their mission is to help with Christian outreach. They're a Christian company. They are to help churches to grow. Now, they have guaranteed that you have 10 minutes for a sitting, and if you need it, 10 minutes with deciding on what picture you want for the directory. They say that they don't run behind. They keep it moving. That's one problem solved. The second thing is their photographers are forbidden. Notice I said forbidden to push those big packages. They will offer you their sale package, maybe let you know what's available if you are interested. However, if you decide you want to come in and just have your picture for the directory, you just tell them, and that's all you pick out. If you come in and decide, I want to get these pictures, but I don't want it in the directory, which we don't want to happen, but that's okay too. The big thing is there's no sitting fee, so that means that if you were going to have a family picture made at a professional photographer, you might be paying $100 or $150 just to go see the photographer. And so there's no fee for that. But the sign up for this is online. When you leave the service today, the ushers will give you a paper that looks like this. It has instructions on the back as well as to how to go online and schedule your appointment time. The dates will be June 25th and 26th. That's a Monday and Tuesday. We need to fill up all of those spots. It goes from 2 until 8:30 at night. For those of you who cannot or prefer not to go online to schedule, starting next week we will have someone in the narthex ready to help you schedule your thing. The coolest thing about this is there's an app. You know that commercial, there's an app for that. So for those of you who have smartphones, first of all, everybody that comes in is going to get an 8x10. Every member that comes in with a picture for the directory, you get a free 8x10. And you get a directory. But this app will be available to anyone in our church family. And what this will do is basically the directory online. You'll get a password like you normally do for all of your apps. And so you're sitting in church and you look across the aisle and you think, you know, That person's been there for 3 weeks, and I have no idea what their name is. So you go on your app, and you go, that's what their name is. And it's going to be so, so neat. If you touch their address on your phone, you automatically go to Google Maps so that you can find where they live. If you touch their phone number, it'll dial it for you. If you touch their email address, it'll bring up your email server. So it's a really cool app. I'm excited about that. Let's see. So on the clipboard today, we have some opportunities for help. The first is people to actually sit out in the narthex to schedule people. That's on the top sheet. We especially need people for this service because the other two people on the committee with me is Krista Brown and Terry Yerkeson. And they're usually at first service, so I'm going to need some people second service because I can't be two places at once. I've tried. It doesn't work. Anyway, I need definitely people for that. It's helpful if you have a smartphone with you or a laptop or a tablet of some sort, but we'll also have paper there. You will not be able, as a congregation, to go on until Monday morning. Monday through Friday is the only times you can do it, so that when we schedule people here, I can go on and put them on myself. We don't double book anybody. There's also opportunity for help at Saturday night, if anybody wants to come Saturday night service to help scheduling. We also have a sign up for hosts and hostesses the day of the pictures. Then we're going to need some phone callers. People to, first of all, to call the people who were not active members. People who are still members of our family. Now that includes frequent attenders who aren't members. So we need people to make those phone calls, and I give you a script. I don't want you to sound like a telemarketer, but I'll tell you what, you know, you can say. And the second thing with the phone callers is about a week or so before the pictures, somebody will call you and say, in case you forgot, this is when you signed up for your pictures. Kind of like the doctor's office when they call and say, you had an appointment next Thursday. We'll be able to contact people. So there's several sheets. I hope that you will sign up for these, and I hope that you will contact people that maybe are in the community that would like a family picture made. They don't have to be members of the church if they still want a picture. They still don't pay a sitting fee. Okay, but that's a way to bring people into the church. And if any of you out there are visitors, or who are once in a while attenders, or who are regular attenders and just not members, please sign up for a picture, because you're part of our family, and we want to have the entire family listed in this directory and online, just like at the family reunion, so we can remember all of our cousins. Okay, thank you. Yes. It is called UCDIR, I believe. All the information is on this paper. There is an email address that UCDIR.com is the website that you can see what's on there. And I had a really good DVD. Only thing is, our DVD doesn't like to play it, so you don't get to see it. Sorry to tell you everything. All right, thank you. The directories will be free if you have your picture made. Okay?
Thank you, Diane. I would now like Jack Osterman to give us his announcement.
Thank you, Trace. I just want to try and keep the congregation updated with regard to the work trip this year. And last week we spoke mainly about the baby lay ed program and how we have adopted that in place of supporting a a particular family that we've been helping. Just wanted to let you know that I, between services, completed the drawings, all the CAD drawings for the building, and I now need to place dollar amounts to that so I can at least have some idea of what I believe it's going to cost us. One of the things that I had mentioned last evening at the service was that we've always tried to be good stewards of your monies. Those monies that have been contributed toward building materials, if something goes on sale here, I will buy it here and take it there. We don't necessarily, we try and do as much as we can to pump money into their community in Barber County, but we're not obligated to do that. So we try and do the best we can with that. I want to thank you for the last 2 weeks. The children collection raised almost $500, and just quickly being able to associate that's going to buy almost all of the siding that will be needed to go onto this building. So it means a lot to us. So far, Debbie has let us know that we're just a little over $1,000 has come in, and that's since January. So those of you who have been continuing to contribute over the months and weeks leading up to our project, we thank you. It was brought to my attention, or a question was asked last week when I left the service, and that was, can we just perhaps make a donation toward the baby layout program? And, I never even gave it a thought, because my wife when anybody's pregnant, going to have a baby, had a baby, she's excited about going out and buying baby stuff. So that's where my mind was. But if you're more inclined that you would like to write a check, make sure that you mark the envelope that it says Layette Funds, and Debbie's going to keep that separate. We will either purchase some items to take with us, or we will donate that money to Heart and Hand, who may be able to use it to buy items to better fill their Layette supplies. It's been a long time since we have done any shingling. We haven't done a shingled roof in many years, and the last time that we needed to do that, I put it out to the congregation, and we actually had two pneumatic roofing nailers loaned to us for those 3 days. So I'm asking again, if you have a pneumatic roofing nailer, you'd be willing to loan us. Between George Hollenbeck and myself and all the tools that we have, we don't own a pneumatic nailer, and that would make this shingling much easier. Whether it happens to be yours or your neighbor's, we would welcome the opportunity to be able to use that. We have been, and it's been in the newsletter and the bulletin, asking for a utility trailer. I found out last night after the service that we have been offered a utility trailer to use, I still want to keep that out there, because if we can get a second one, it will make it a little bit easier to transport. We have two bedroom sets of furniture that have been donated that we're going to take down, and there may be some other items that I've just become aware of. So I want to leave that still on the table. The other thing that I had mentioned last night was we've also had pickup trucks that have been loaned to us for a few days, exchanging vehicles in order to be able to take advantage of that. So we would welcome any of that. The materials list and the needs that we have are never been posted to you, but we've allowed you to be able to buy items, to purchase items specifically for those particular builds. And that's going to, again, occur again this year. Whether you have a paper in your bulletin or whether they're, you might find them out in the Narthex, but you can purchase items, particular items, for in honor, in memory, or to the glory of God. And we will put your name or the names of your loved ones on those items and use those in the building. We continue to ask for your prayers, and we are in preparation. Patty is scheduling her kitchen staff meeting, and will be putting the menu together for us. This particular build, just so you know, it's a shed. It's a storage shed. Are there any of us here who haven't gotten to a situation where you needed more places to put things? I mean, we probably all have a shed in our yard because we can't fit everything we own into our homes. And that's pretty much what's happened with Heart and Hand. They've gotten to a point with this their marketplace and what they have already achieved in expansion and what they want to be able to do requires an additional building. And we have been asked to be able to do that. This will be much like a shed that you would see in your backyard. Only it's going to be 12 feet wide and 24 feet long. And it will be on skids that and parked in an asphalt parking lot in downtown Philippi behind what used to be the IGA grocery market. It's going to allow them to serve the community better. And so, therefore, we're not just helping one family, but we're helping the entire community and county of Barber County. Again, we covet your prayers. We thank you so much for the support. This is our 26th year. I am so blessed to be a part of that. And we hope that you continue to support this ministry for many more years. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you, Jack. Peggy now has an announcement.
I'm not going to be very long, honestly. Please stay for the Mother's Day coffee hour after the service today. And I'm asking you to please stay because Donna and Al Lynn, who come to the first service, have gone an extra effort to make our coffee hour very special today. It's a beautiful presentation, and there's a gift back there for all mothers and wonderful food. So I encourage you to stay and see what they have done for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy. As I had indicated a while ago, we have many, many announcements, and I would just ask that you do take a close look at your bulletin. There are some specific highlights. Take a look at the hoagie sale for the youth fundraiser. Volunteers need clearance. There are meetings scheduled for this week, both United Methodist men and women. Reminder to volunteers that you need your clearances. So please take special note of the bulletin this morning. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked. But their delight is in the law of the Lord. They are like trees planted by streams of water that yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. Please remain standing for your hymn of praise. It's printed in your bulletin, Faith of Our Mothers, and that is to the tune of Faith of Our Fathers. Please be seated.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Give me a fist bump. There we go. All right. Who loves us? Jesus. Bunches and bunches and bunches. Well, it's a really heavy question, but God, the creator of the whole universe, I want to ask you, just let me tell you, that God, the creator of the whole universe, is neither male nor female. God is everything. God is everything. Both male and female, mother and father, our parent. God is a kind, loving, and benevolent being. There is no other God, just God. Okay? Now, Jesus was a guy. He was a guy. The Bible makes that real clear. But today's a special day, isn't it? What do we celebrate today? Mother's Day. Yeah. What are you going to do special for your mom today? You're going to dinner. You're going to wash the dishes? Or you're going home for dessert? What are you having for dessert? Oh, well, see, if you knew, I could tell you, you could tell me what time to be there, but we're good. You're having a cookout. Okay, all right. You got flowers for your mom? Okay, very nice. Yeah. You're going out for ice cream. Okay. Is that for mom or for you? For your mom. Okay. Right. Yeah, right. Sure. I want to recognize just a couple of the mothers here. So, for the mother who has the most children, what mother has the most children? Not talking about grandchildren, just first generation children. Somebody give me a number. 3. Anybody have more than 3? Bonnie has 4. Sometimes she counts me, makes it 5. But anybody have more than 4? Anybody have 4? 4. You have 4. The tiebreaker is always the closest to my birthday. My birthday is October 7th. Pardon? I want your birthday. April. Oh, close. Because hers is May. So help me out here. That would make April closer, right? Going the other way. Yeah. Okay. All right. Which mother lives the furthest away from here? How far away do you live? Somebody give me a number. 6 miles. Anybody live more than 6 miles from here? How many live? But we've got a couple 6. That's got to be more than 6. Elizabeth. How far? No, Betty lives over in Harrison City. No, she lives with her son now, doesn't she? Over in Harrison City, yes. Yeah, Elizabeth is pretty good jaunt. Going once, going twice. Elizabeth, welcome. Okay. For the mother who has the most children and grandchildren, all the kids put together. Great-grandchildren. How many is that? We have 6 grandchildren. We have 7 grandchildren. You're counting me again? Oh, Sammy. Well, Sammy passed away when he was 10 days old. He was a preemie twin. But anyways. Oh, yeah, you can't win twice. Okay, now we have 4 kids. We've got 7 grandkids. That's 11. Anybody have more than 11? 13? 12? Okay, 12. We have 13 up here. Anybody got more than 13? 13. Peggy, which one do you want here? Cranberry mandarin or sweet apple? Sweet apple, yeah. And this one. This one goes to the mother who has the handsomest husband, and Bonnie won that last year. Yeah, so I get Sarah. You owe me, okay? I gotcha. All right. Will the mothers, all the mothers, please stand up? And ladies and gentlemen who are sitting, let's pray for the mothers here. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up these mothers unto you into the light and love of your presence. And we pray, God, that you would bless them, anoint them, fill them with wisdom, bless their relationships, give them a thick hide, Lord. Give them a mind for details. Fill them with grace, refresh their spirits, and empower them, Lord, in every area of their lives. Bless their homes and their families. And Lord, pour out your spirit upon them and guide them and direct them as a mother in the way that you would have them go. We ask it in Jesus' name. Now remain standing, and will all the other ladies in the church please stand up? See, all the ladies in the church stand up. Being a mother, it's not in the blood, it's in the heart. It's in the heart. It's attitude. You don't always have to have your own biological children to be a mother. We know lots of ladies who don't have kids of their own but are great moms. And we also know some women that perhaps shouldn't have been moms, but that's the way it goes. But I do know this, ladies. You know, we're in this thing in our society right now where we're all about empowering women. I think the church is, and I know that the church has failed at that miserably over the years in different ways. But God has always empowered women. Always. Yeah, the Bible was written by a bunch of patriarchs, and there are societies in our world and even occasions in the Bible where we see that women are treated like property. That was never God's intention. Because when God first created man, man had both characteristics of man and woman in him. Emotions, thoughts, everything. It was all in Adam. And then when God wanted a suitable helper for man, he took a rib from the side of man, which means woe, means out of. Woe, out of man. Woman, woman. That's where we get that word, out of man. And from that, he took those qualities and he made a woman equal to the man, equal in every way to the man. Serving different functions because they were different characteristics. But equality in the eyes of God. I preach that at every wedding. And it's truth. And so it is. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that truly you empower the women, not only of our church, but all over the land. But empower our women here, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon them and anoint them. Whisper in their ears that you love them. Put their eyes upon you and not upon circumstances. Form a hedge of protection around about them. And this day, Lord, truly bless them and give them rest and peace. Bring joy into their lives. Bless their homes and their families. And meet all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you for our women, Lord. For they are the backbone of the church. They are the maintainers and sustainers of faith. They are truly wonderful witnesses. Thank you for them. Bless them now. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all the men said, amen. Thank you, ladies. Please be seated. And on your way out today, we have a little gift for you. So you can pick that up along with your directory information.
I believe in the light of salvation. Jesus the Lord is who I believe. I believe in the word of creation. I believe in the King of Kings.
Thank you, Sunshiners. One more applause for Sophie, Hannah, Michael, and Olivia. The Word of God this morning is from the New Testament, from the first letter of John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Hear these words now from John telling how faith conquers the world. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is a child of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. I would ask God's blessings be added to these words from John. And at this time, our ushers will come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Far above riches, far above honor, lasting beauty beyond compare. She is more noble, she to
Well, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to give to you a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And we ask, God, that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Yeah, I love it. I can get her all riled up. There we go. Yeah. Joys.
Indoor plumbing.
Thank you, indoor plumbing. Mothers.
Still stand.
I mean, it's still a shock just to watch Suzanne walk into the room, you know? It's nice. Very nice. Finished up my last continuing education class on Thursday. It takes an hour and 10 minutes to get over to Bridgeville, and we had a seminary professor for 5 weeks. Went over Wesleyan theology for a few hours each time. But got that done. That's good. Other joys, anybody?
Family and friends.
Yes. Okay, traveling mercies and wedding ceremony in Mexico. Yes. That somebody said that first service too. Mother's Day tea yesterday at the church was real special. Anybody else?
You which one?
Oh, your softball team won their first game yesterday. First of many. Yes. That was convincing. Yes. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, real quick, pens and pencils. The Brentzler family, keep them in your prayers. Sarah broke her ankle, keep her in your prayers. Pray for our youth group, for Pastor Stephen and Dawn, for Matt and family. For Marlon, 95, in the hospital, pneumonia. Pray for David, Caleb, Kyle and Katrina having some car troubles. We also want to pray for Eric and Willie, victims of extreme weather. With all that rain, landslides and whatnot, and people in Hawaii. For? Yes, we leave for vacation early Friday morning, so appreciate your prayers for that travel. Get his realtor's license. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So pray for Jeff that he'll be able to get a really good job. Everything goes smoothly. Rob is one of our Saturday night worship leaders who's also looking for work. Rob. Anybody looking for a part-time job? The pharmacy in Walmart is advertising for a cashier, part-time cashier. It's 11 or 11 something an hour, and it has some perks with it. Restaurant workers. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, today. Restaurants will be very busy today. Unspoken. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our joys. We give you all the honor and the glory and the praise for that. Forgive us whenever we take any of our blessings for granted. And God, we lift up into the light and love of your presence all of our concerns made known here today, because we believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We believe that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We believe, God, that we have favor with God and man, and that you're greater than any problem that anybody has. We believe, God, help our unbelief. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. Gospel according to John chapter 17, beginning with verse 6. Let us hear this word of the Lord. I have Jesus speaking to the Heavenly Father. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am not of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. This is real easy, real painless. I'll make it short and sweet. I'm going on vacation Friday. Yes, sirree, Bob. Well, Friday is Bonnie's 60th birthday. Yeah. 60 years old, and she doesn't look a day over 30, I'm telling you. It's just. We're going to Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida. I have a sister and brother who have moved down there over the years. I had another brother, but he passed away. And we've gone down there off and on, made visits before. My mom lived down there. She passed away down there. And we're going to go down there, and we're going to drive. So we'll leave early Friday morning in my truck. And I love road trips. I get all excited like a kid on a road trip. And, you know, I buy Tootsie Roll lollipop suckers and pretzel rods. And then we'll have a cooler with some, I'll have flavored water. I like lemon flavored water. So I'll buy a bunch of that. And we'll make some sandwiches so we can have some sandwiches while we're on the road. And of course, you got to stop. And the best place to stop is those truck stops. And they got the best food, you know. It's greasy and piles of it. Oh, it's just good. And on my phone and Bonnie's phone, we have oldies. Tons and tons. Of like, I have over three days worth of oldies on my phone. I don't know what she has on hers, but we put that in and Bluetooth and listen to the music. And how sweet it is. 22 hours to get down to St. Petersburg, Florida. Bonnie won't let me drive straight through anymore. I used to do that all the time with the kids, but she won't let me drive straight through. So we'll drive over half the day down and get a place and then get in there Saturday afternoon. And when we get in there on Sunday, we're going to have a family picnic at Fort DeSoto Park and go fishing and swimming and eating and that. And then we'll play some pinochle. And my brother, who's 17 years younger than I am, he is a semi-tractor trailer truck mechanic, and he also runs a shop, a repair shop for those. He runs a repair shop for industrial forklifts. He's very good at what he does. He's been doing it for years. And I have cab lights for on top of my truck. And I have a remote control start from my truck that I just bought. And I went on YouTube and looked at it, and they showed you how to put it in. And I said, that looks easy. And I got in my truck and tore the dash out and looked at that and said, my brother can do that when I go down and visit. So I'm taking those down. So him and I, my family's always enjoyed backyard mechanics. We love that kind of stuff. And fish. And I will fish at night. I drag them out 10 or 11 at night, and we fish till about 3, 4, or 5 in the morning, and off the seawall and off the pier. Big fish, big. Stingrays, we usually get those off the piers. I mean, big. You know, it takes you an hour to land one, and then ugly little fish and long, colorful fish, and some fish that your rod goes, and you reel it in, and your hook is just snapped in half. Something just bites it right off. I mean, big, probably shark. And we'll play pinochle and just have a good time. And I will have a cigar, just so you know. They're at John's Pass, right by where we're staying at Madeira Beach. There's a cigar shop where they roll their own. They lady sits out there rolling these cigars, and I'll have at least an $8 cigar. I can smell it already. Fun. Be a good time. My brain has already left. I mean, you can probably tell. My brain's already gone on vacation. And this week will be crazy. Bonnie and I will be nipping at each other and trying to get everything done that we need to get done. Bonnie packs a few things. I pack everything, kitchen sink, everything, furnace. I take it all with me. But I love vacation, you know, and we'll go down there and we really will rest. We don't plan a lot of activities. We just don't. We go down and have a good time and try to come home refreshed. I've been on those vacations where you can't wait to get back to work so you can get some rest. You know, those ones that just drive, you just do so much. And the day you get there, the next day you're leaving, it seems like. Vacations serve a very important purpose. Now, Jesus was praying for us here in John 17. He was praying and asking God to protect us and to watch over us and keep us safe by the power of his name so that we would be one, all of us would be one in our mission for God, just as he and the Father are one. And it was Jesus' intent that God would empower us, because Jesus said that we're in the world. The world's a bad place, but we are not of the world. He said, just as I am not of the world, they're not of the world either. So to try to make this short and sweet for you, this world is not our home. It is not our home. And we need to grab on to that. You need to walk out of here today and look at your car and realize it's only temporary. And when you get home, you need to stop outside and look at your house from one end to the other, top to bottom, and realize it is only temporary. It is not your home. And when you go in the house, take a walk through the house and look at everything, including your pictures and your memorabilia, and realize it's all only temporary. It is not your home. Now is the time that we work. Now is the time that we work our fingers to the bone. That we do our very best. We make sacrifices. And we suffer for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to save as many souls as we can. Because this world is not our home. We are going on permanent vacation one day. See, that's what vacations do for us. You know that you can work hard because it's you got vacation coming up. You know that when's vacation?
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now. Where are you going?
We're going to see our daughter in Georgia, and then we're going to get to Myrtle Beach for a few days.
Ah, very nice. Who else is going on vacation? Well,
Mexico.
Don't drink the water. Not even the ice cubes. Anybody else going on vacation? Where are you going? Cancun? Outer Banks. I've never heard anybody go to the Inner Banks. It's always the Outer Banks. Anybody else going on vacation? Becky, where are you going? Where? Outer Banks. Okay. Where? The Caribbean. I have friends on Facebook, and Monday they're going to Hawaii. I guess they'll have to go with the flow. I wouldn't want to be going to Hawaii. Yeah. But isn't that great to know that you're going on vacation? It makes work bearable. It helps get you through. It is the motivation that you and I need as Christians. In Acts chapter 1, in the last half of that chapter, the apostles get together and they elect Matthias to replace Judas, who hung himself. They wanted a leader, but they wanted a leader who knew how everything turns out. See, that's Jesus said that the things that I've done, you will do, and even greater things. Doesn't that blow your mind? I mean, think about that. That's the Word of God. Jesus said that what he did, you will do. And even greater things. We are going to be Christ to the world because of the power of the Holy Spirit within us. We will do what Jesus has done and even greater things. And how was it that Jesus was able to go through everything he went through, accomplish all that he did? Oh, I know, fully human, fully divine. Educated to some degree. He studied the law of Moses. He studied the text, the writings that they had. He was always in church, always worshiping, fasting, and praying. How was it that he was able to be on the cross and look at those whom he loved who had nailed him there and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Because he knew he was going on permanent vacation. He knew how everything turned out in the end. He knew the end of the story. And that's what you and I need to remember that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, no matter what amount of work needs to be done, we can do it. We can get it done. Because one day we're going on permanent vacation. One day we're going to heaven, where the book of Revelation says that there will be no more death, no more disease, no more aches, no more pains, no more crying, that there'll be joy, there'll be the river of life, the tree of life, the wedding feast of the Lamb. We're going to see our loved ones there. We're going to see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ there. And nobody will take that away from us. Never. Never again. So until then, because we know how it all ends, because we know that one day we're going on permanent vacation, until then, we've got our work cut out for us. And time is growing short. I am a Chicken Little guy. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. I see it happening more and more all the time. So, it doesn't matter to me what you think about the sermon. I'm going on vacation. Yeah. I'll miss each and every one of you, but I will be praying for each and every one of you. You will be in the capable and good hands of Pastor Stephen and Chris Greist and our staff. And as I always tell my friends and my family, my colleagues, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that when it comes to ministry, give them heaven. You go out there and give them heaven. Overcome evil with good. Work your fingers to the bone. There's a time to relax. That'll be when permanent vacation gets here. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing Happy the Home When God Is There. And then let's take our moms out to eat somewhere. Coffee hour across the hall. Please just, if you just walk through, that'll make them feel good, you know. Yeah, walk through, grab a napkin, throw something on it, take it with you. Or grab some and sit in the parlor or go sit down in the community room and fellowship for a while. But celebrate Mother's Day. Go out of your way today to make her feel special. And do that for the people who don't have children, too. Your neighbors, your friends, let them know you care. Well, Lord, we know that you are the most awesome mother, and that you love us with a love that won't quit, that won't give up on us. Thank you for that. We pray, Lord, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us, that as we leave this place, We will go in the boldness of the faith of the Holy Spirit, proclaiming to the world the good news of Jesus Christ, no matter what it takes, no matter what it costs us, because we know that this world is not our home. Come, Holy Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen.